And we've been hearing this summer about abortion opponents targeting Planned Parenthood with undercover sting videos. Another was released this week. But ProPublica reports on how anti-abortion activists are increasingly going after the personal health records of patients at clinics that offer abortions, including Planned Parenthood, filing public record requests with states, and sifting through garbage bins. Charles Ornstein is a senior reporter for ProPublica. Charlie, you describe this as a quiet evolution in the fight over abortion, an unofficial playbook of sorts. So what are these activists doing?
Well, I think that they are trying to use all means at their disposal to discourage abortion. And so what I saw was being very aggressive in terms of requesting 911 calls whenever an ambulance comes to an abortion facility, requesting autopsy reports if somebody dies, and then also looking at trash cans and dumpsters that are on clinic property, going in there, looking for records that have been discarded, and then filing complaints based on that to say that clinics aren't protecting patient privacy.
And so in other words, they're finding records in the garbage that should not be there because of privacy concerns, and then accusing the clinic of violating the patient's privacy.
Well, even that is under debate, as everything is and when you're talking about abortion. When I spoke to folks that are affiliated with abortion clinics, they said that, in fact, many of these garbage bins are on private property, and so abortion opponents are trespassing. In one case, I talked to an owner in Kansas City who said that he later learned that the dumpster on his property had been locked by a common key that was used by the dumpster company. So somebody had gotten in contact with a key like that and then opened the lock, he contended. He filed trespassing charges. Nothing came of it. But, you know, these battles are being played out in state after state all across the country, and they're much more quiet than the ones you see that involve legislation or these Planned Parenthood videos.
Well, why? You just described that the garbage search was more about trying to accuse clinics of not respecting a patient's privacy. But why would they take pictures of ambulances or sue to get records of what's happening at the clinic?
So let's take a case out of Indiana, where Indiana Right to Life filed a request that was granted with the state health department. They asked for copies of termination of pregnancy reports, which are the reports that clinics have to file with the state as a matter of vital record tracking. They used those reports to analyze them and look for clinics that were not reporting abortions within the time frame that was set out by state law. In one case, it involved minors, which the state law required that abortions involving minors had to be reported within 3 days. So four doctors currently face discipline against their medical licenses, and one doctor faces a criminal charge as a result of the complaints filed by Indiana Right to Life. So that's an example which they would say shows that doctors aren't following the law. I think what you find folks who support abortion rights say is that this is simply intimidation, that anti-abortion activists will stop at nothing to discourage women, to intimidate women, to scare women away from getting abortions, and that this is a very real threat to reproductive rights across the country.
Well, you report that some of these activists are revealing the names of the patients when an abortion has complications.
Right. So the anti-abortion groups I've talked to, including Operation Rescue, say they don't have an interest in identifying women who have abortions, even if they have complications. But they say they very much have an interest in identifying women who die, even if the women's families don't want them identified. So this was the case when a woman went to an abortion clinic in Germantown, Maryland, and died. She was a kindergarten teacher in New York, and her name was then revealed on anti-abortion websites across the country. Her picture was taken from social media sites. Even her baby registry was reprinted
online. How did activists get that information?
So they say that they have confidential informants. And what folks who are affiliated with the abortion clinic say is clearly a medical provider at the hospital where she ultimately went had to have leaked this information. And I believe that they even filed a complaint with the hospital, and that was a violation of federal law, which prohibits the sharing of just this type of information. But it's hard to know who did it, and it's hard to know if any consequences were brought to bear.
Well, you say this is part of why groups like Operation Rescue are suing things like St. Louis's fire department for 911 call logs, again, to try to get the recordings from a Planned Parenthood clinic to see when there have been complications and someone's been called in. What do you think happens going forward? How do you see this playing out?
I think this is going to continue to play out. And I think one of the things that I've heard since we published our first story is that some people within the abortion rights community didn't realize the extent this was going on across the country, in large part because these individual lawsuits just aren't getting coverage. But it's happening all across the country. And I think that it could well emerge as a significant battleground because the extent to which these records are made public will allow additional complaints, and that will further lead to additional discussions about the legality of abortion. So I see this gaining steam in the months to come.
That's Charles Ornstein, senior reporter for ProPublica. We'll link you to their writing at HereNow.org. Charles, thank you.
Thanks so much.